1970. The Guess Who? American Woman.
From Saigon, ladies and gentlemen, the beat goes on.
American woman, gonna mess your mind. American woman, she gonna mess your mind. American woman, gonna mess your mind. American woman, gonna mess your mind.
Rock me all night long. I want to rock.
Tuesday, 4:30 p.m. In 2 hours, I, America's beloved Tooth Fairy, will be honored at a testimonial dinner as Thomas Alva Edison.
You'll come then, Mr. Edison?
Well, I'll try, Doctor.
Thank you. I love your light bulb, and I am sworn to secrecy.
An office pool has started to guess my famous name. However, several bad persons have asked me to throw the pool by answering only to the name of Thomas Alva Edison. And this is the Sandcastle, the home of Willard Wurmacht, alias the Sandman.
What are you doing, Mr. Wurmacht?
I'm writing a speech.
Oh, yeah? What about?
A famous person.
How come you're writing about Dean Martin?
I ain't writing about no Dean Martin.
Then who are you writing about?
I don't know.
Well, how can you write a speech about...
Because this person is America's nighttime hero, and Dr. Amadingo is going to have a big dinner party for him.
You're doing a speech for the Tooth Fairy?
It ain't the Tooth Fairy.
It ain't.
This is some other famous nighttime hero person, and I got 2 clues.
What are they?
He turned night into day.
Yeah.
And what he invented glows in the dark.
Hey!
What?
I know who it is.
Who?
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas?
Well, think a minute. He turned night into day, and what he invented glows in the dark.
That ain't no famous person. That's a famous city.
Yeah, but it had to get its name from somewhere.
You mean?
Sure. Just give me a second, because... What, the first part of his name is... Oh, it's right on the tip of my tongue. It's,
Yeah, may I help you?
Yeah. I am here for the big dinner for Thomas Alva Las Vegas.
This is the American Forces Vietnam Network, where the hits just keep on coming.
A-S-C-A. Solid. 1964, this ought to wake you up a little bit. The House of the Rising Sun. Here are the Animals.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the Rising Sun. And it's been the ruin of many a poor boy.
From August of 1964, the House of the Rising Sun.
Mm-hmm.
is the American Forces Vietnam Network, where the hits just keep on coming.
Lighthouse. One fine morning.
Candies made of stardust, little dolls dressed up in movies.
Rare Earth 1970 style. Number 39 for that entire year. The title? Get Ready.
Come on. A year-long tour in Vietnam, you have every reason to celebrate when your DeRose is near. But don't overdo it. Finish your celebrations before you report for your flight home, unless you want to needlessly prolong your stay in Vietnam. If you are not sober and do not present a neat appearance, you will not be allowed to board that airplane home.
American Forces Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the beat goes on.
To 1966, the Elgins, and Heaven Must Have Sent You.
Talking Green Beret, new super yellow hydraulic banana teeny bopper blues. Yeah.
This is a Talking Green Beret, new super yellow hydraulic banana teeny bopper blues. Dedicated to people listening to AM radio. I've been listening to my radio 20 years or so. I heard a lot of singing stars come and go. There were the Beatles, Bo Diddley, Fats Domino, Screamin' Jay Hawkins, Nancy Sinatra, and a whole load of other just fantastically talented people. Now, the other day, it was cold and wet, and I was riding around in Daddy's Corvette, and I heard the DJ say, "You bet, here's the ballad of the Green Berets." I dug it. Had a good beat. chance to. I gave it about a 73. On in the house to watch Dick Clark, and I got there in time to hear Dick say, "Here's the ballad of the Green Beret." Nobody was dancing. Marching around the floor waving flags. Eating apple pie. Pictures of their mom. Kind of a North Vietnamese boogaloo. Now, I was reading the paper the very next day, see what Spiro Agnew had to say. Said, if you don't dig the ballad of the Green Beret, well, to use all one thing I can say, you must be one of them long-haired, dope-smoking, avatar-reading, living in the common, unwashed, hippie Marxists. I wrote him a letter. Said, "Dear Spiro, I dug it. Beat. It's easy to dance to. I gave it about a 73. Same as your IQ. Sing patriotic songs, your bomber sang them blowing in the wind, and we shall overcome. He said, "Hey man, those aren't patriotic. Don't you want your songs to be popular?" I said, "Sure." So he lit up another cigar and said, "Well, kid, you got to get it right. Records people can march to, you know. Nobody's going to buy records you can't march to them." I said, "Oh yeah, what in hell were they doing in Chicago, friend?" Trying to be a star, figured I'll probably never get too far, so I called my girl up today, said I'm gonna go join the Green Beret, be a big star. Gave me a 12-string rifle, 32 caliber auto heart. Little short fat man with stripes on his shoulder and a Girl Scout beanie on his head said, "Come here, boy. Teach you how to kill."
She said, "Love." Russian leaders in Moscow. And finally, a freight train was rattling through Dalton, Georgia when a body was reported on the tracks. The freight came to a screeching halt after five engines and four boxcars had already passed over Henry Lee Baker. Baker had been sleeping soundly between the rails. He told police he thought he was home in bed when a brakeman shook him awake. That's AFVN News to the Hour. I'm Army Specialist Billy Williams reporting.
News every hour on the hour. Compiled from major commercial and military news sources.
Bringing you the music.
Army Specialist Billy Williams with the Orient Express.
American Forces Radio.